Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
How are you feeling about all this?
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to it. I was going to be running. No question about it. My health is excellent. I'm looking forward to the challenges, but my appeal to the people is going to be that they've got to, this is a very important election in the history of the city. We've had instability now for a couple of years, negative press because of a few people on council that have put their future desire to be mayor ahead of the good of the city. And I'm appealing to the people of Mississauga to give me a council that's going to work with me to continue the great success we've had in the past. And that's going to be my appeal to the people of Mississauga. I hope that the people will get out to vote, that they will look carefully at the councillors, at the candidates that are running, and that we will get on with continuing the great success that this city has had. We've taken it from a bedroom community to a self-sustaining city. We have 63 of the Fortune 500 head offices in our city. We're still developing the office commercial, and we're still debt-free. Yes, we're looking in the future. We're going to have to go into debt. But think of a city in this economic times that is faced with no debt, and when other cities are loaded with debt in Canada.
It sounds like you're campaigning, which is something you don't normally do.
Eh?
It sounds like you're campaigning, which is something...
Well, I'm campaigning for the people of Mississauga to give me a council that's going to work with me as councils have in the past. You know, you don't build a city without having good councils, with having good staff. We have a dedicated staff, and the instability that we've had in the last couple of years has not helped the city.
Is that part of the reason why you've decided to run again at almost 90 years of age? I sense the anger.
Yeah, it is. People appealed to me to run again. That they said, you got to run again, because what is happening has got to be eliminated, and at the city hall. The staff doesn't work well under conditions like this. They just don't.
No. Okay.
They don't know which way things are going. No. The undermining and everything that's going on has got to be eliminated.
Now, why did you wait so long to declare yourself?
I never do declare it early, John. I've said in the last year that I'm running again, I never declare early because I don't raise money. You have to declare if you're going to run a campaign and raise money. You have to register.
Are you?
I am asking the people of Mississauga that if they would like to donate to my campaign, donate to a campaign. I'm asking them to give it to the charities as I've done for the last two terms. Last night I met with the social agencies appeal that are suffering so badly, Children's Aid, Peel Children's Services, and we're not getting our fair share at Queen's Park, and those agencies are under extreme. The food bank in Mississauga. So I'm saying to the people of Mississauga, you don't donate to my campaign, donate to the charities.
Are you going to run a campaign, per se, at all? You haven't in the past. You haven't put up campaign signs. You haven't issued literature.
No, not going to do it, because you have to get money to do that. And I don't want people donating money for me to put up signs and to distribute all kinds of literature to the city. I'm asking the people of Mississauga that if they would like to donate money to the mayor's campaign, or would think about it, that they donated to the many charities that are under extreme pressure to provide the services during these economic times.
Now, let me ask...
We have a lot of poverty in Peel, mm-hmm. in Mississauga.
Let me ask you how much pressure you felt...
Pardon?
Let me ask you how much pressure you felt over the inquiry that's underway with regard to your decision to run again. Now, you appear at that inquiry later this month. That'll be before the election, obviously. But how are you feeling about all that?
Well, I'm looking forward to appearing on September 20th and 21st. That's going to be my second appearance. The one was on the Enersort contract. That's over with. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the commissioner's report. On the 20th and the 21st, I'm before the commission, and I'm going to give them the facts of what I did in regard to getting a hotel and a convention center in Mississauga. John, do you realize that we can't even invite the Association of Municipalities of Ontario to meet in Mississauga because we don't have convention centers? Yet Windsor, a small city like Windsor and London, have those facilities. I fought hard to get it. And we don't have it.
Was there ever a moment in the last month or so that you considered not running?
No. No. In fact, not at all. No. When I made up my mind to run, even in light of the inquiry, it did not. I've stayed around all summer long, except for a week that I went to Italy at the invitation of friends. I've made no difference.
So you'll be.
And we have a lot of plans underway. We have a major strategic plan. Today we're approving a major cycling plan. Last week we launched a new strategic economic plan. Even though we've been so successful economically, we know that with the competition and with the where we've got now a new economic, we've got a strategic plan for arts, culture, and heritage. And I set up a task force for sport. To prepare a strategic plan for sport, because sport is sure changing in Canada today. Okay. And we must be prepared to make the necessary changes in regard to sport, to give the facilities new sports, or not new sports, but field hockey, cricket. We've looked after soccer and ice hockey, etc., but there's with our ethnic population that is interested in field hockey and cricket, we've got to address those needs, and we will.
Okay, final question. What do you say to those who say, at 90 years of age, it might be time to just give it up and let someone else take
this
a
chance? This will be my last term. There's no question about it. But we've got a lot of challenges that and needs to fulfill, and I'm hoping that if the people of Mississauga will give me a council, as they have in previous years, except the last year, will give me a last term, will give me a council that will work with me, because you don't do it alone. It's a team approach. Team approach of council and a team approach of staff that has put Mississauga on the map.
Okay, Hazel, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, take care, John.
Bye-bye.